Today is the last in our latest series of Radio Rookie Stories. 16-year-old rookie Faria Morissette-Nowe spent 11 years in the foster care system, not because she couldn't find the right home, but because it took so long for her adoption to go through.
I may have an unhealthy obsession with Law & Order SVU. When I was 8 years old, someone left the TV on an SVU marathon. There are characters who have been neglected or abused, but in the end, they get justice. And I could see myself in some of the storylines.
Sergeant Benson, you rescued the infant, isn't that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're the only one who's taken a consistent interest on his behalf?
The character Nowe was put into foster care as a baby, just like me.
Is there any chance you might like to become a foster mother to this baby?
Excuse me, Your Honor?
Usually in the media, foster mothers are portrayed as just wanting money from the government.
But Nowe found the right home early on, just like me.
And in the bottom here, we have some words.
This is a video of my mom, Patricia.
We are all one family.
I've called her Ma since I was placed in foster care with her when I was a year old.
What does family and sky have that are the same?
So when I say my mom, that's who I'm talking about.
It has the same ending. You see the Y in family and the Y in sky.
When I was a baby, the woman who gave birth to me, Mary, was having a psychotic break, and someone called the police. They looked her up, and they found she had been investigated for child neglect many times before. My two older biological sisters, Jahira, Adelisa, and I, were placed in foster care. We got lucky. All three of us were placed with Ma. She already had two daughters of her own, so there were always at least five of us girls, sometimes as many as eight. Here's my mom.
It was always bothersome to my ears when boys play with car toys and there was shh, boosh.
She doesn't take in boys.
That'd be irritating me. Shut up. Nobody's chasing you. Why is you running?
My mom grew up without her own parents. She says that's the reason why she became a foster mom.
I never made it an issue until I met my mom and I see how messed up she is in her head. So right now it don't even bother me that much no more because I felt like if I grew up with her, I probably wouldn't be the person I am today. I think I was dealt a good card because my auntie was there for me, my grandma was there for me, my grandfather was there for me, so.
Well, thanks to you, I can say the exact same thing, that I was dealt a good card. My mom never introduced us as, this is my foster child. She just said, these are my daughters, and that was it.
That's my daughter. Are we clear?
People probably ask about it because we don't look alike. My mom and my sisters are black, and I look Latina.
What do you call me?
You can call me Nasima. You can call me Miss Amen. You can call me whatever you want to.
My Miss Amen was more formal because I was your caseworker.
I hadn't seen Miss Amen for 5 years. She's the longest caseworker I've ever had.
Everyone always admired you guys, like, the best dress. Their hair was always, it was, like, immaculate.
Everyone always made a big deal about how we looked because we were foster kids. They also said I look like Mary, the woman who gave birth to me.
You don't like to hear it, but she actually physically beautiful. You look more like her than Jahira does.
I never liked to hear that I looked like Mary when I was little because I'm so different from her. I don't want to be like her. I get all A's and I plan to be a lawyer. Mary dropped out of high school because she was pregnant and she's an addict. When I was little, we had supervised visits with Mary. She seemed like a cool aunt when she showed up. She kept not getting the help she needed, so we stayed in foster care.
When you reach the 11-12 month, which is a year in foster care, now the case planner and the agency have to work towards, okay, are we reunifying this child with her parent, his parent, or are we moving towards adoption?
Ms. Amen says when a child is removed from their home, after 30 days, the clock starts ticking.
That child should not be in foster care longer than 2 years without getting in a permanent home.
It's shocking to hear the goal is 2 years. It took 11 years for me to be adopted. Ms. Amen says it took so long because first they had to terminate Mary's rights. Then my two older biological sisters started having problems. They were in and out of psych wards and group homes.
I didn't go through it, but I know it was like a worry. I don't know if you had this worry about, you know, if you're not adopted, like you'll always be taken away.
Yeah, I did.
I always had that fear that the agency would find something wrong at home and take me away. But then one morning in June 2013, I got up and got dressed in an outfit Ma had bought. She did my hair half up in a ponytail and half down with my bangs. We went to family court. The judge said, now the adoption is finalized, and you'll get your new birth certificate in a few weeks. We hugged and took a picture with the judge. Then we left the courthouse and went to IHOP. My sisters Kiana and Keke were in school that day. For them, the adoption was just a piece of paper, because they were never in foster care.
Hey, Kiana.
I'm always going into my big sister Kiana's room to talk or just to bug her.
It's not like we kept you in a cage the whole time you weren't adopted, so it wasn't any different when you got adopted. It was just nice that you were finally adopted. We had to deal with the nonsense from the agency.
Still, 11 years is a long time, and I never asked my mom how she felt about it. I told Kiana I was nervous to talk to mommy about it.
What if at one point she just wanted to give up?
Huh? No, who does that?
I'm walking into my mom's room. She's ready to talk about the adoption.
So, like, at any point, did you ever want to, like, stop and not go through with the adoption?
Well, yeah. A lot of time, I just wanted to withdraw it and stuff like that.
It was hurtful at first to hear her say that. In that second, it made me want to rethink everything. All the vacations we went on, the holidays, the dance performances we put on. But then, she made it clear. It wasn't me at all that got her thinking about giving up. It was everything happening with my biological sisters.
You know, they was always doing something that make the process delay, because sometimes they'd run after these boys and disappear for days at a time and stuff like that, until I decided to just, you know, let them stay out there.
Jahira and Adelisa never got adopted, but they still come to visit with their kids.
Congratulations, Olivia. And to you, Noah Porter Benson. I'm signing off on the adoption.
Thank you, Judy.
In season 16's finale of SVU, Noah's adoption is finalized.
We did it. Noah Porter Benson.
I like that Noah got a happy ending. In some ways, just like me. But life isn't a TV show. I still live with the memories of waiting 11 years to be adopted. And when you've been abandoned once, you just think, it could happen again. For the first 10 years of my life, I used to share a room with both my biological sisters. One time, when they ran away, Adelisa just left a letter on my pillow telling me she'd gone. It took me a couple years to get used to sleeping alone. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Varia Jasmine Morissette-Noe.